Okay.
Ready?
Hey, okay. Beatrice. How are you?
Good.
Hey, can I ask you a few questions? And we're going to record your voice, and along with some other kids from St. Mark's, we're going to put those all together and share them with all the family so they can hear your voices, even though they can't see you right now because we're all having to stay in our homes, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Great. Hey, could I first ask you to say your full name and how old you are?
I'm Beatrice, and also I'm 5 and a half.
5 and a half. You want to know how old I am?
How?
More than 5 and a half. My name is Steve Thomason. I am 55 and a half. That's pretty old, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, what's something that you're doing every day, even though you're having to stay at home all the time now? What's one thing you're doing every day?
Well, I have a calendar right in front of me, so I kind of sometimes forget to check off, but it's kind of...
It broke up a little bit. Could you say that again? You have a calendar about something, but tell me again what you just said.
I have a calendar, but I don't really like check it off every day. And
okay. If that helps you keep track of what days it is?
Yeah. I realized that it's like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right at the top, so I know what day it's going to be on like Friday or Sunday.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just seeing that you have lost a front tooth. Did that happen?
Uh-huh. It happened pretty soon from now. And I even have the one right next to it. It's a little loose. And the funny thing about my first tooth is that I lost one, and then the next day I didn't, but the next day I lost two.
Wow.
I know. It's so crazy.
And did anything special happen after you lost your tooth?
I got $2 once, $2 the next time, and then $5 the next time.
Wow.
And a note.
$5 was that for the bigger front tooth or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's already growing in.
Wow. Okay. So what's your day like on most days? What do you do for your day? Do you get up at the same time that you used to get up when you went to school?
Well, no.
No? Do you sleep in later?
I get up at 7:30.
Yeah?
But
later,
kind of.
Is that later than you used to get up?
Well, I don't remember. It's been so long since I went to school, so.
Right. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
I know.
What do you miss most about school?
Well, my friends, and also having our buddies come into our classroom, and having buddy lunch, and also all that stuff.
So lots of time with your friends and your buddies too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you say?
That's the most part.
Yeah, that's the most part. Yeah. Yeah. Are you still doing school work at home?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you like about that?
I like about that is because, I get to stay home and be with my family, and I get to on my dad's birthday, we got to face chat with my family and my dad's family too.
Oh, well, that's cool. Yeah. Hey, are you cooking anything?
Yeah.
What have you cooked recently?
French toast.
Did you cook French toast this morning?
Yes.
Yeah?
But I skipped breakfast today. I haven't even eaten anything today.
Oh, really? All right. But you like French toast, huh?
Yeah, my mom does too.
What is your favorite food?
Well, cereal, oatmeal.
Cereal, oatmeal. Do you like Brussels sprouts?
No.
No, I don't either. Yeah. What about broccoli?
My mom likes it, but I don't. I only really like the tops. I ate it before, but I didn't like it.
Yeah, yeah. You like pizza?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never met anyone who doesn't like pizza. Yeah. Has your family made pizza at home while you've all been there at home?
No, but we've been ordering it. Yeah. My dad's favorite is Hawaiian. Ooh. I'm like, can I have Hawaiian?
Yeah.
Both like, and what? Can I have Hawaiian? My mom's like, I'm done. I never want Hawaiian. I want pepperoni.
Pepperoni's your favorite?
Yeah. Pepperoni's my favorite too.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, when we're able to get back out again and everything freeze up, what's the first thing you want to do?
Well, probably I would really want to go to the farm or go on a big trip, but hopefully I can go on the trip with my dad and my cousins.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. After coronavirus. We're still going to do it, but...
Where would you want to go on that trip?
My first trip to Whidbey Island is a really fun one because we get to bring Quimby, my dog. That's the only one she can. Yeah. So,
that sounds like fun. Are you walking your dog, Quimby?
Yeah, one time we came out of our house and we had Quimby on the leash and she was like sniffing. It's kind of funny.
Hey, if there are people when we record all of this, if there are grown-ups who are listening, what's one thing you would like to say to them?
Like a little prayer thing?
Yeah.
That would kind of work.
Yeah. Do you have something in mind or that would just come to you at that point?
No, it would just come at the point.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good. Hey, I've been told that you really like fairies.
Uh-huh.
True? And the cool thing about it is that
I actually have fairies.
Tell me about the fairies that you have.
Well, I have a chipmunk too. But the sad thing about it is that I had old garden fairies and I kind of miss them. And that one of them came that was old. And the other ones brought a deer and a butterfly and stuff like that. But then one of the fairies left with a few animals. And now I only have a bird, two fairies, three fairies, a chipmunk.
Where do the fairies live?
They live in my yard.
Okay.
They're having a little visit right now.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go visit with them?
Well, I've done that a couple times. Been there for a long time.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Anything else you want to tell me about them?
Yeah, but the fun thing about what's pretty fun about not going on trips and staying home.
Yeah.
Is the hot tub. We bought a hot tub.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
How often do you get in the hot tub?
We haven't had it for very long.
Yeah.
So not very much.
Yeah. But you like getting in the hot tub?
Yeah, I really like it.
Cool.
And I don't even know it. It might be 100-something, but
yeah. Well, and it's supposed to be pretty warm today too, outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Beatrice, I'm really grateful for you taking time to talk with me. Is there anything else you want to say before we hang up?
Well, no, not really.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Is your dad still there?